Yes, indeed.
Next case, please.
Our next case number is case number 12223. Apple Electric, care of Lisa Prestipino, seeks a variance from the rear yard setback for a proposed and existing structures, sections 115.82 and 115.156, attachment 1, table 1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of John J. Williams Highway, that's Route 24, approximately 1,589 feet southwest of Coastal Highway, that's Route 1. The 911 address is 18854 John J. Williams Highway, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C1. The tax parcel district is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 89.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 20-foot variance from the required 30-foot rear yard setback for an addition to an existing building. Staff would note we've received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Lisa Prestipino, 28 Black Duck Reach, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Hello.
Good evening. Could you state your case and tell us how you meet the standards for granting a variance?
Okay. Does everybody have a copy of the survey plan? We have called the county in the first one. We are commercial. We are our commercial property, and we were told that it was a 10-foot setback when we originally called. So we made our arrangements. We got our plan together, and then when the surveyor came, he said that we were actually not considered, we are commercial, but we have residential. Tidewater Utilities is considered residential. Maplewood Dental is considered residential. And the property, obviously, behind us in Maplewood is residential. So they said that we had to get a variance for the last. We're putting a pole barn behind our office. It's going to be run exactly parallel to our office right now to store all of our Christmas stuff, all of our equipment, and knock down the existing garage to make it more parking because we're running out of room.
Okay. And so is the variance is for the additional lean-to on the building, is that correct?
Yes, okay. It's for the 10 feet. It just came off of there. It's actually for the building itself. It's not for the lean-to.
Okay. Because there's a proposed metal building and then a lean-to in addition, and it looks like that may be what's 8 feet of what you need.
They're requesting a 20-foot variance from the required 30-foot, but it's zone C1.
Yes, it's zone C1, but adjacent to the rear is a residential zone, which increases the rear yard setback to 30 feet. The front yard is 60, the sides are 5, as long as they're residential, as long as they're commercial on the sides, and then if you're adjacent to residential, your side yard can go to 20 if the side is adjacent to residential, and your rear goes to 30 if it's adjacent to a residential district.
Just when we think we got it figured out.
So we're asking actually for a 10-foot, an additional 10 feet.
Yeah, you want to encroach. You want to be 10 feet off the property line, so you're asking for a 20-foot variance.
So you're asking for a 20-foot variance because you have to have 30 feet.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we know what the request is now, if you can address the standards for granting a variance.
I guess it's lined out in this, so it's due to the existing structure and the property setbacks. The only way for the proposed structure to fit is to be closer to the rear property line than is what is allowed by the current setback. Though they are zoned residential, the neighbors on either side of our property are Tidewater Utilities, and on the empty lot is owned by Maplewood Dentist, both commercial properties.
Who's behind you, though?
Maplewood, that's the development. There's a large fence between us and Maplewood.
Maplewood is the development?
Development, yes.
Did you fill out the application, ma'am?
I did.
Okay, and with that application, there came a set of instructions that said that you understood that you had to convince the board that you meet 5 standards for granting a variance. Is that correct?
Yes.
You recall that? Okay. And so that's what we're waiting to hear. You convince us that there's a uniqueness, that it cannot be otherwise developed, that it wasn't created by the applicant, that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it is a minimum to afford relief. That's what you have to convince us of.
Well, the planning and zoning was originally called to request a setback distance to design the proposed structure. The rear setback was given at 5 feet, which is accurate for the standard commercial property, which we are, a standard commercial property. So we're not going to alter any of the existing neighbors.
Okay. We understand why you're here. But I think I speak for the other members that we're not convinced that you meet the standards.
Do you have this?
I think she's trying to read it right now.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I have it.
Okay.
I think she's trying to go through it right now.
Okay.
So, okay, I guess maybe I'm not addressing it correctly. I apologize.
That's okay.
No, you're good.
So the first standard you were addressing.
Right, the uniqueness of the property.
Yes, ma'am.
And so what we're planning, that was the one where I said when planning and zoning was originally called to request, we thought we were in our setback ranges. We thought we were commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And then it cannot otherwise be developed due to the existing structures and property setbacks. The only way for the proposed structure to fit is to be closer to the rear property. The line that when is allowed by the current setbacks. Although they are zoned residential, the neighbors on either side of a property consist of Tidewater Utilities and the Maple Dentistry.
Okay.
The placement of the new structure, number three, the placement of the new structure is based on the existing structure locations. Will not alter the character of the neighborhood. Well, we're on Route 24. So the proposed building will be a storage facility for all of our equipment, which will make the property more aesthetically pleasing to everyone. Minimal variance. We're only requesting a variance from our rear setback, which is currently 30, and requesting to put the building at the edge of 10.
Okay.
What's the side yard setback?
The side yard is 5 because both of the side yards are also are zoned commercial, so the side yard is 5 feet.
So is it possible for you to build a narrower, longer building to accommodate your needs?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
But it wouldn't accommodate our needs as much because we have a parking issue too. And we wanted to take down the existing garage and use that for our bucket trucks and for our other heavy equipment.
Okay.
How many parking spaces do you have?
Right now we have 5. You can see in that picture where we park.
Oh, okay.
So that garage is coming down?
The garage will be coming down, yes.
And you're just going right behind the building?
We're going to, exactly, it'll be running right parallel. The pole barn will be right behind the building right here. Existing, no encroaching on anything else past the building.
Going the same length as that building is too, the other building?
Excuse me?
It's going the same length as that other building then?
Yes, the same length as the building, and it'll be behind it, so you really won't see it. And then this garage comes down. And this will all be parking for all of our larger vehicles. We've grown.
I don't have any questions.
And you got lots of lights at Christmas time.
Yes, yeah. We do. We have lots of Christmas displays, too, to store.
Are there questions from members of the board?
I have none.
I have none, Mr. Chairman.
I have one. Where is Tidewater and Maplewood Dentist located compared to your property? Can we zoom out, please?
So this is Maplewood. This is Tidewater right here.
Okay.
Right there's Tidewater. This is a blank lot that Maplewood owns, and then Maplewood starts maybe right here.
Okay. And Tidewater has a 10-foot setback because they're zoned residential?
No, they would have a 30-foot rear yard setback.
Anne
can put on the zoning, that would be.
So that's not an office.
So I take that back. They are surrounded by residential.
Tidewater is residential.
Tidewater,
yes.
Right. So, and they fall into a public utility. So that gets a little interesting with setbacks, and I believe Maplewood Dental has a conditional use for their business, and they would actually have to comply with
Residential.
Residential setbacks.
So that's the only commercial lot there.
Right, so she'd, they actually have a 20-foot side yard and a 30-foot rear yard and a 60-foot front yard.
Okay, that's good, that's good. So Rumsey on the other side is commercial all the way up to McDonald's?
Correct.
Actually, that's the UPS store and Teacot and, yeah.
Yeah.
And then across the street, obviously, is the Met place.
Okay.
And BB.
One more question. I see on your survey you've got a basement entrance between the proposed metal building and the existing dwelling and pavers. There's no possibility of moving the new building any closer to the existing building, or does the entrance to the basement?
The entrance to the basement is the doors, the manhole doors, so we couldn't do that.
Okay, do you put stuff in and out that creates a traffic area that you can't put this building closer to that basement entrance?
Yes, a little bit of a trap, yes. Okay. Yeah, we store things in that basement as well.
No further questions?
Your utilities, water and septic, are they on the property or are they county?
County.
Okay, so you don't have to contend with the septic system or a well?
No.
Mr. Sharp, do you have any questions?
I do. I look at the aerial, and it looks like there are trees in the backyard. Are those trees on your property or the neighbor's property?
Those trees are on our property.
Okay, are you going to have to remove any of those trees for this?
I wouldn't let
them.
No.
Okay. And I think one of the things that the reason for the enhanced setback in the rear when they butt to residential properties, so there is a bit of a buffer between the commercial and the residential areas. And one of the things, and Ms. Cornwell, when I look at this tax map that I see, this one doesn't appear to be one of those communities that has a buffer that the HOA would have around it. It would butt right up to someone's property. Is that
correct? That is correct. That subdivision is old enough that it does not have a forested landscape buffer.
Are you going to have any lighting, security lighting, or anything projecting off of this that would project onto those properties?
No.
Okay. Your existing garage, have you had any, and I see it's in the rear yard setback. Have you had any complaints about it?
No.
All right.
We have a pretty good relationship with our neighbors.
Okay. Well, that's good to have. Did you look at potentially trying to put this perhaps in the side yard area, even though the setbacks are, because those are commercial properties? Was that reason you couldn't do that for some reason?
We thought it would be more aesthetically pleasing to put it in parallel with the building itself so that you really don't see it from the street.
How tall is this going to be?
It's going to be as tall as the building. It's not going to be any taller than the building in front of it.
Okay, how tall is that?
That's a residential type structure.
Right. Yeah. I'm sorry.
So we're not talking.
It's one
okay.
story.
So we're not talking three stories or anything.
No. Okay. A ranch type home.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. But you got a fence on that one side too. On the opposite side, you got a fence, a chain link fence going around it too. So
it's not a chain. It's a wooden fence behind us on Maplewood. Yes, that's correct. And a chain link around our yard.
On the side too. Yeah.
Correct.
So that'd be messing. Couldn't hardly put it on that side. Be taking your fence and everything else down.
Oh, we would definitely, yes.
Yeah, so it doesn't bother you too. Okay.
And I presume that I see the lean-to on the back. Is there a way that you could have made this wider so it doesn't project as much in the rear yard, or is this a standard size of the pole building that you're looking at?
I don't think it would have worked.
Okay. Why is that?
Because we use different options. We might take the lean. We could always take the lean-to off. That was just something as an afterthought in case we needed a place to store ladders. But the rest of it was just because of the size of our equipment. We wanted to put bay doors on it so that we could put in equipment lifts and things.
Okay. Is it going to enter from?
It's going to enter
the side.
From the existing garage is going to come down, and that's the side that it's going to enter from.
Okay.
From our driveway.
Okay.
The existing driveway.
All right. Very good. I have no further questions. Thank you.
If there are no other questions, is there anyone here in favor of this application? Hearing none, is there anyone here in opposition? to the application. And with none of those as well, the chair will entertain a motion. Or further discussion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve case number 12,223. I feel that she met the standards for the granting of the variance.
Is there a second?
And it will not adversely affect the use of the property.
Okay. Very well. Is there a second?
Second.
And by roll call vote, Ms. Mears.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
I did it again.
Oh, I can't believe you did that.
I can't either. That's why I was so hesitant the first time.
Got a fruit cut or something.
Mr. Mears, okay.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Aye, for the reasons stated.
Thank you. Ms. McGee.
Aye, for the reasons.
Mr. Workman.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Calloway.
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, too, for the reasons stated, so by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.